17, please. Sif Hey. In the last Shiurim, the Rebbe juxtaposed Torah against Neshamas. Now the Rebbe repeats the same thing on an even deeper level. This time he's juxtaposing Neshama against Guf. In other words, when you compare Torah to Neshama, so to use classic language, Torah is Giluyim and Neshama is Etzem. Torah is the light of the Eibishter, and Neshama is the essence of the Eibishter. When you compare the Neshama of a Yid to the Guf of the Yid, the Neshama is Giluyim and the Guf is Etzem. So let's read. That in Yidden itself you have the two ideas that we had before in Teira and Neshama Yisrael. And that is Neshama Baguf. And I'm reading it inside. Page 117. We spoke before about Teira of Yidden. And Moichichim, we showed that Mimash and Nema B'Teira, since it says in the Teira, Tzavaz B'nei Yisrael, Dabra B'nei Yisrael, that in the Teira the Ebisha speaks to the Yidden. Parenthesis, and we saw this as a raya, shahateira hibishvil Yisrael. The Torah is for the sake of the Jewish people. In other words, tzivuli Yisrael, it's a command to the Jewish people, because the Eibusha says in his Torah, tell Yidden to do kach b'kach. So we learn from this, she Yisrael called the Yidden come before the Torah. So now the Rebbe takes it to another level. If you say that the neshama of a yid comes before the Torah, you have to say, and this is going to sound very weird, the guf of a yid comes before the neshama of a yid. For the same reason that the neshama of a yid comes before Torah, the guf of a yid comes before the neshama of a yid. Shekivun shetziva ha-Torah. Since all the commandments in the Torah, einam shayachim le-neshama b'yeseh b'gan Eden, the neshama in Gan Eden has no mitzvah. The only place where neshama has tated mitzvahs, ikir mitzvahs, physical mitzvahs, is in the guf. So therefore, just like neshamas is higher than teda, so you have to say al kochach tzaruch leimer. You're compelled, you're forced to say shahaguf kaidem. The body comes first. Ubishvile nivras an neshama, and because of the neshama, because of the guf, the neshama was created. The whole Seder starts, which is really radical.
So the whole world, basically we were the first, this world was the first thought of Hashem, technically.
Right, and specifically the Guf of Yidden, right. And because the Guf of a Yidden is the mitzvah, that's why the Neshama comes after. And after the Neshama comes, it's all very upside down. So there's a vart. I mean, how do you explain this? We're going to meet Hashem see in the next couple of Shiurim what this means. In footnote 24, the Rebbe has moiden dikit the yukim. I don't know if I'm going to read footnote 24. I'll decide between today and tomorrow and teach it or not. But the Rebbe, the hemshech is going to be about bechira. The bechira is beikin the guf, not in the nesham. I can't hear you.
If you're saying the guf came first,
no.
Then what's the whole thing? The word being created in nesham, and then either the word is really created in nesham, when the Torah was created, and then on chafayel.
We're not talking about the Guf HaGashmi. We're talking about what the Eibishter's Machshava was. Let me give you this dugma, okay? We have so little time, and it's before Rosh Hashanah, so I'll give you this dugma. This is one of those Torahs that the Rebbe loved. Or the Rebbe had a minig that on many occasions, especially Yud Shvat, and then later it became also Rosh Hashanah, and then it became many other occasions, the Rebbe would say, "Am I Mechsidis?" And he would make a point of mentioning all the Rabbeim. I mean, you guys haven't yet gotten married, so you never, so I can't hold it against you, but you may have seen the Maimer of the Rebbe L'Chodoydi. The Rebbe has a Maimer L'Chodoydi L'Kerskalav Neshabas Nekabah, which he said in Elul Toshni Dalet, not by his anniversary, but by the Friedrich Rebbe's anniversary. The Rebbe said a Maimer L'Chodoydi. It happened to be the Shabbos before Label Groen and Yael Kahn, so Obed Zayn Gezut and Stark, got married. They both got married the same week, and the Rebbe was inside the condition by both of them. So the Shabbos before there was a special Fabrengen, unusual, and the Rebbe said the Maimel Chadeidi. And the Maimel Chadeidi is based on the Maimel where the Friedrich Rebbe said by his Chasana. But when the Friedrich Rebbe said the Maimel by the Rebbe's Chasana, he started with the Alter Rebbe. He quoted Tehre from the Alter Rebbe, from the Mittler Rebbe, from Tzemach Tzedek, from the Tzemach Tzedek's oldest son, the Baruch Shalom, who was the Rebbe's Zaydiz, Zayde, and the Rebbe Marash, and the Rebbe Rashab. The Rebbe decided to start from the Baal Shem Tov, and the beginning of the story is that when the Rebbe said the first Pasi Lagani, the Rebbe started from Alten Rebbe. The first Pasi Lagani, when the Rebbe became Rebbe, was a Wednesday night to a Thursday, yeah? The Rebbe said the first Pasi Lagani, he started from Alten Rebbe. Shabbos afternoon was the first surprise for Breng, and Chadakov didn't know about it. The Rebbe just walked in, and he sat down, and he said that when I said the Maimed, I started from the Alten Rebbe, because that's what the Phoenix Rebbe did by my Chasana. But then I thought it over, why should I leave out the Baal Shem Tov and the Maggid? So he said another Maimed, Hashem's Baganim. And he mentioned the Baal Shem Tov and the Maggid. And then from then on, every year, Yud Shvat, when the Rebbe used to mention all the Rabbeim, is all the Baal Shem Tov. At Kan Divri Hara, this is the Rebbe's words. Now comes my Hergeshen. I'm telling it you straight, it's my Hergeshen. My Hergeshen is the Poshet Tizach. The Taka by the Friedrich Rebbe, the beginning was Taka from Alten Rebbe. And when the Rebbe became Rebbe, the Baal Shem Tov came along and said, this is mine. In other words, this, the six generations of Chabad, the seventh generation of Chabad is not only Chabad, it goes back to the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov showed up at the first Fabreng and said, excuse me, what about me? So the Rebbe, that's my Hergish, the Rebbe included the Baal Shem Tov and the Maggid. And in the Maimer Grade, the Maimer of the Chodeidi, the Rebbe said, the 25th anniversary, not only did the Rebbe include the Baal Shem Tov and the Maggid, he also included the Arizal. And sometimes the Rebbe would do that also, the Arizal was also included. Anyway, so the Rebbe would quote Teres, the Baal Shem Tov and the Maggid. Now, from the Alter Rebbe, you have books and books of Chassidus. From the Mittler Rebbe, you have books and books of Chassidus. From the Baal Shem Tov and the Maggid, you have just a couple of Sfarim, not that much. But the Rebbe used to very frequently quote the same Teres. In other words, there's hundreds of Teres from Baal Shem Tov in one Sefer. Hundreds of Teres from Maggid in one Sefer. The Rebbe used to quote the same ones. One of the Teres that the Rebbe loved from the Mezitcha Maggid, he was always quoted. And he would always say that right in the beginning of his Sfarim, there's a Sefer called Maggid Devar of Liyankiv, and there's a Sefer called Lukuti Amorim. And both of these Sfarim, at the beginning, he had the same marshal. What's the marshal? The marshal is the love of a father for a child. What is the nature of the love from a father to a child? That in the father's imagination is Nechkach Tzura Savlad. He has in his imagination a Chakika, carved, burnt into his hard drive, how his child looks. And if he doesn't see his child for many years, he never forgets the countenance of his child, how his child looks. And wherever he is, he remembers his child. So the Mezitcha Maggid Teich, that's the Pshat, Yisrael Olav Machshava. What does it mean that Yidna and the Eibishter thought? Just like a child is so loved by his father, the father has a chakika, has an engraving in his imagination of his child, and he never ever stops thinking about the child. So the Eibishter is the same thing. And then the Maggid adds, but there's a however. However, there's a difference between the Eibishter and us. What's the difference? That by the Eibishter there's no Zman. If there's no Zman, he can't speak of before and after. By us, a father cannot envisage, a father cannot imagine, a father cannot picture his child before the child is born. Why? He doesn't know how the child looks. You can't imagine a child that doesn't exist yet. So only after the child exists can you visualize the child. By the Eibishter, since there's no Zman, so before the Yidden exist, it's the same thing like after Yidden exist. So the Mezitcha Maggid says, Yisrael olu b'machshava, that before the Eibishter created anything, he already envisaged a Yid, how he's part of the Eibishter's machshava, and he's picturing, he's imagining, he's seeing a Yid in his machshava, is like a father who never lets the child's picture leave in front of his face. But then the Chassidus adds, the Rebbe sort of kochs, what kind of Yid does the Eibishter have in his imagination? What kind of Yid does the Eibishter imagine? So you would think, Chveis, a neshama d'atzilis, a neshama of Ak, some very lofty neshama, says the Rebbe, and this is Pshat and Teres of Maggid Nitazeh. What the Eibishter envisages is dafka neshama b'guf. The Eibishter's purpose for creating Yidin is a neshama b'guf. Gan Eden is wonderful. And in Gan Eden we're much higher. And in Gan Eden we're much purer. And in Gan Eden we're much more righteous and consistent. But here we fulfill the Eibishter's purpose. So when the Mezitcha Maggid says that the Eibishter imagines a child in his father's imagination, even before the child exists, it's dafka the goof. And as one of the Bochrim said, and I saw this once in a mime, even from the Rebbe Rashab, the first world the Eibishter planned was Asiyah. Faket! The only reason he made Seder Ishtalshalos is to set up Eilam Asiyah. But the first world that existed in the Eibishter's Machshav is Eilam Asiyah, because the Eibishter's Kavanah is that we should do mitzvahs dafka begashmias, and because the Eibush is kavanah, the mitzvah of begashmias, elam hazeh hagashmi was the first world, and the guf of a yid was the first mitzvahs. Kum tochay said that the guf of a yid is more precious and has a higher shadish than the neshama of a yid. And then on the next tier, the next level, the neshama of a yid is more precious and a higher shadish than the teira. So all the things we said before about neshama and teira are now going to apply to neshama and guf. It was a simple word. It's worthwhile to mention. Now I want you to look in footnote 24. Okay? I want you to look in footnote 24. And you see, when you read footnote 24, if you spend enough, footnote 24 is like a Tosfos. It's one of those things you have to really think through. You can't learn it quick. But if you think it through, it dazzles you. It blows your mind. Now, I want to make this easier for you, and I also want to make this quick. In other words, I want to see if we can finish this in 5 minutes instead of in 50 minutes. We are quoting a Medrash, right? This whole build, this Sikha and the previous Maimed, are based on a Medrash. That the Medrash says that before there was Teda, there was Yidden. Before there was Teda, the Eibush is Machshava, there was Yidden and the Eibush is Machshava, right? And this is a Medrash. Who says it? Eliyahu HaNavi says it. What's his Raya? Because it says, Tavaz b'nei Yisrael, Dabar b'nei Yisrael. So the Rebbe says, I want to tell you something. That this Medrash, the way it's quoted in Chassidus, doesn't exist. And I want you to know, you'll have to get used to this. Many of the most important Medrashim and the important Zoyas that Chassidus quotes don't exist. I'm going to give you a key. Whenever you b'chal, the Rebbe's Teda has all Marmakemis, yeah? Whenever the Rebbe quotes a Medrash or a Gemara or a Pasuk or a Zayar, and there's a footnote, look at the footnote. Sometimes it says, Zayar Chayla Gimel Dav Kuf Samach Alav Medbeis. If it says those words, Zayar Chayla Gimel Dav Kuf Samach Alav Medbeis, it's a direct quote from Zayar. But many times, instead of saying Zayar, it says, Re'ei Zayar Chayla Gimel Dav Kuf Samach Alav Medbeis. Re'ei Zayar means something like this, says Zayar, but the quote that we have is not Padiyuk. So we're quoting a Medrash from Tanit Ve'Layoh, from Eliyahu HaNavi. If you would look up the Tanya V'Eliyahu, you will discover that there's no such medrash. So what kind of game is this that Rebbe make up a drasha? So first of all, the Rebbe can make up a medrash as far as I'm concerned. I have no problems. V'ashed is, it's a cut and a paste. It's a piece from one, and it's a piece from another. This medrash about Yidden being before Torah says in two places. One is in Medrash Rabbe, and the other is in Tanya V'Eliyahu. And the Rebbe wants to dafka quote the Tanit Ve'Eliyahu because Eliyahu HaNavi has the ma'ila being on the Shama and a Malach. But he doesn't quote the Pasuk that Eliyahu HaNavi quotes. He quotes the Pasuk that the Medrash Rabbah quotes. So look in footnote 24. Look at the second line and the third line. Okay? The second line says, Mimashe Kosuv, Tzavaz B'nei Yisrael, Dabar B'nei Yisrael, Bebreishis Rabbah. You see? Then it says, Meha Pasuk, Kedesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tfuwasei parenthesis Kibetanet Ve'Eliyahu Rabbah. You see that? I want you to look at it again. There's two rayas that didn't come before the Teda. The first is Tzavet B'nei Yisrael, David B'nei Yisrael. What's the marker in Reishis Rabbah? Now we're not quoting Reishis Rabbah. What are we quoting? Tanet Ve'Eliyahu. Then there's another puzzle. Kedesh Yisrael Havaya Reishis Tfuwasei parenthesis Kibetanet Ve'Eliyahu. So we quote the Medrash from Tanit Ve'Eliyahu and the Pasuk from Bereishis Rabbah. We cut from here and we cut from here and put it together. There's two Medrashim that both say basically the same thing. Both of these Medrashim say that Machshavta Anshei Yisrael Kodma L'chol Dovah, the Yidden come before the Teda. But we don't quote a single Medrash. We quote a piece from the Tanit Ve'Eliyahu and we quote a piece from the Medrash Rabbah. Why? Because we want to quote the Tanit Ve'Eliyahu for reasons we're going to see later. We want to quote the Medrash Rabbah because what's the difference? Now this you can figure out yourself. What's the difference between the Pasuk Tzavaz B'nei Yisrael with Abed B'nei Yisrael and the Pasuk Kedesh Yisrael Lavaya and Yishas Tfuwas? I'm asking you a question. Yeah. Tzavaz B'nei Yisrael, Dabar B'nei Yisrael is talking to who? The Guf! Kedesh Yisrael Lavaya Yidden are holy and at the beginning of the Eibishter's harvest is talking to what? To the Neshava. So we quote the Tanit Ve'Eliyahu, but we don't quote his Pasuk. We quote the Medrash Rabbah's Pasuk. Because we have reasons why we want to quote Eliyahu HaNavi, but we don't want to stick to his Medrash, because Eliyahu HaNavi's Medrash ends with Miles HaNshama. Let's read it. Start from the fourth line. Footnote 24, fourth line. Kedei l'ramis. Why do we misquote? We're quoting a ton of the Eliyahu, but we don't quote the Medrash as it's written. We quote the words of the Medrash, and then we bring the pasuk from someplace else. Why? Kedei l'ramis, to hint. Shagidima de Yisrael, that when you say Yidin come before Teda, is Leirag b'negei l'neshama atzma. It's not only about the neshama, Ole Nema, which you have the pasuk in Tanit Ve'Eliyahu Rabba. Kedish Yisrael la'avaya reishas tu'asei. Elagamu v'ikir b'negei l'slapshas b'guf. You want to say that the Yidin are in the Eibishas Machshava first, where they are in a guf. Shalzeh Nema, tzavaz b'nei Yisrael la'avaya. So we want to quote Eliyahu Hanavi, but we don't want to quote the pasuk Eliyahu Hanavi quotes. Because the pasuk Eliyahu Hanavi quotes speaks to the neshama. We want to quote Eliyahu Hanavi for reasons you're going to see momentarily, but we want to quote the pasuk that speaks about guf, not about neshama. So how guf akasha? So what's wrong? So bring the chachilah of the Bereishis Rabbah. Why do you have to bring Eliyahu Hanavi? Middle of footnote 24 exactly, at the same time. Huva klolos amaymer. The statement in general is brought mitana dve Eliyahu from the Medrash of Eliyahu Hanavi. V'lei bebereishis Rabbah. Not from Medrash Rabbah. Why? If you look in Bereishis Rabbah, you can get the impression Shagdima di Yisrael Yivlal Shavakayim and Teiru Mitzvahs. And the Maila of Yidin is because they do Teiru Mitzvahs. Hanush Teiru Mitzvahs Hem L'Maila Mitzvahs. When you look at Medrash Rabbah, you can get the impression that Yiddishkai Teiru Mitzvahs is before Yidin. Masha'enke B'tenet Ve'Eliyahu Mudgeshes. As opposed to Eliyahu Hanavi's Medrash. It's emphasizing Ma'alosom Ha'atzmith Shal Yisrael Shalom Milo Me'ateira. The Atzmi is Dikah Milo, which is higher than the Teira. Shemereishis Tfuasek, maybe Kurim Shekeg Mim Letruma. Okay? So you want to quote Eliyahu Hanavi because Eliyahu Hanavi brings up the Milo of Yid over Teira. But you want to quote the Bereishis Rabbah because the Pasuk the Bereishis Rabbah brings out the Milo of the Guf over Yid over the Neshama of Yid. In other words, the Medrash Rabbah you could read if you wanted that Yiddishkeit is higher than Yid. So you don't want to quote that. You want to quote Eliyahu Hanavi to say that Yidna higher than Teira. But the pasuk that you want to bring to support it should be the kind of pasuk doesn't bring out that Yidna higher than Teira. It's not the neshama. That Yidna higher than Teira. It's not the guf. And then the Rebbe says, El Shamaylas Ubigam Beikav Nigel Esach Neshama Beguf. Look at the bottom of the page, the second asterisk, 117, second column, all the way at the bottom. Ulahayer Shatana Ve'Eliyahu. You're quoting Dafka Eliyahu Hanavi. And what are you quoting about Eliyahu Hanavi? That Yidna higher than Teira. And you're attributing to Eliyahu Hanavi that Yidna higher than Teira, and specifically the Gufa, not the Neshama. And in order to accomplish this, you're misquoting Eliyahu Hanavi and bringing a Bereishis Rabbah. What's the mile of Eliyahu Hanavi? Says the Rebbe, it brings it the mile of the Guf. The only person who elevated his Guf so much that his Guf Pasha didn't die is Eliyahu Hanavi. So the ultimate Indian of the Maila of Guf of the Neshama is Eliyahu Hanavi. So you're quoting Eliyahu Hanavi because he appreciates Maila Saguf over Maila Sanchama, but you don't want to bring the Pasuk he brings. You bring the Pasuk from the Bereishis Rabbah, because in the Pasuk of Bereishis Rabbah, the Maila Saguf is more emphasized than the Pasuk that's brought to Tanav Eliyahu Rabbah.
So, what does it mean you copy and paste? You took one. Right?
You don't know what copy and paste means?
No.
How could you do it? How you talking that Rabbeim are doing it?
No, I'm saying that. Like,
the Rabbeim are a mocker. It's very simple. The Rabbeim are a mocker. And in Das Tach, the Teretz is, you know that there's some of the most important Zayas, some of the most important Zayas that Chassidus quotes don't exist. There's approximate Zayas. So one Teretz is, Alter Rebbe made it up. Another Teretz is that there's Pashat pieces of Zayah that we don't have. And whether the Alter Rebbe knew it or he knew it by Ruach HaKadosh, there's a cloud that when someone, one of the Rishonim says something, it's really weird, and you can't find a marker for it. So we assume that he had a medrash that we don't have. Because there are many medrashim, maybe a majority of medrashim, that are very reliable medrashim that are lost to us. We know, for example, that we understand, for example, that the Rambam had Yerushalmi and Kochim. We don't have it. So if you needed a balabatish answer to your question, the answer is that there must have been a medrash that didn't reach us. But the pale in the medrashim that we have, it's a cutting and a paste. Okay, let's go down my... Yeah, it's so good.